Nayasyam sakyam purusho vaiti sakyu. Nayasya sakyam purusho vaiti sakyu. Nayasya sakyam purusho vaiti sakyu. Sakavasan samvasata puresmin. Sakavasan samvasata puresmin. Gunoyata gunino vyakta drishtes. Gunoyata gunino vyakta drishtes. Tasmai maheshaya namaskaromi. Tasmai maheshaya namaskaromi. Nayasya sakyam purusho vaiti sakyu. Sakam purusho vaiti sakyu. Samvatsata puresmin. Noyata gunino vyakta drishtesh. Matajis. Anyone from Matajis want to chant shloka? Okay, we go for word for word. Na, not. Yasya, whose. Sakyam, fraternity. Purushaha, the living entity. Avaiti, knows. Sakyu, of the Supreme Friend. Sakka, the friend. Vasan, living. Samvasataha, of the one living with. Pure, in the body. Asmin, this. Gunaha, the object of sense perception. Yatha, just like. Guninaha, of its respective sense organ. Vyakta drishtehe, who oversees the material manifestation. Tasmai, unto him. Mahaishaya, unto the Supreme Controller. Namaskaromi, I offer my obeisances. Translation. As the sense objects, form, taste, touch, smell, and sound, cannot understand how the senses perceive them, so the conditioned soul, although residing in his body along with the Supersoul, cannot understand how the Supreme Spiritual Person, the Master of the material creation, directs his senses. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Person who is the Supreme Controller. Respectively, please repeat. As the sense objects, form, taste, touch, smell and sound, cannot understand how the senses perceive them, so the conditioned soul, although residing in his body, along with the super soul, cannot understand how the Supreme Spiritual Person, the Master of the material creation, directs his senses. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Person who is the Supreme Controller. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The individual soul and the Supreme Soul live together within the body. This is confirmed in the Upanishads by the analogy of that two friendly birds live in one tree, one bird eating the fruit of the tree and the other simply witnessing and directing. Although the individual living being who is compared to the bird that is eating is sitting with his friend, the Supreme Soul, the individual living being cannot see him. Actually, the super soul is directing the workings of his senses in the enjoyment of sense objects, but as these sense objects cannot see the senses, the conditioned soul cannot see the directing soul. The conditioned soul has desires, and the Supreme Soul fulfills them. But the conditioned soul is unable to see the Supreme Soul. Thus, Prajapati Daksha offers his obeisances to the Supreme Soul, the Super Soul, even though unable to see him. Another example given is that although ordinary citizens work under direction of the government, they cannot understand how they are being governed or what the government is. In this regard, Madhvacharya quotes the following verse from the Skanda Purana. Yata ragya priya tvam tu britya vedena chatmanaha tatta jivona yatsakyam vetitasmai namostute. As the various servants in the different departments of big establishments cannot see the Supreme Managing Director under whom they are working, the conditioned souls cannot see the Supreme Friend sitting within their bodies. Let us therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme, who is invisible to our material eyes. Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to speak today in front of devotees of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Mandir. So please bless me so I can speak something for my own purification and for the benefit of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. So this chapter is called Hamsa Guya Prayers. And as previously explained, I'll just do a quick recap of the previous verses. Prajapati Daksha, who was conceived by the Prachetas, not being satisfied by the way he has created all the living beings in the universe. He created, it is said that he created demigods, demons, humans, aquatics, animals, and so on. However, he was not satisfied by the way the other living entities were created. So he went to perform austerities. And Srila Prabhupada and it is mentioned in the shlokas, the place where he went to do the austerities. And also Srila Prabhupada mentions that Hamsaguya prayers are not prayers that he has, that Prajapati Daksha has actually composed himself, but the Hamsaguya prayers are they are prayers that are already, that have already existed in the Vedas. So specific verse, this is the second verse of the Hamsaguya prayers by which Prajapati Daksha has satisfied Supreme Lord. Speaks about, as we heard, the main purport is that conditioned soul, although residing in his body along with the super soul, cannot understand how the Supreme Spiritual Person, how the Supreme Lord actually, how he directs his senses, the conditioned entity's senses. It is explained in the Bhagavatam that I will be a little technical as introduction. I'll try to just recap of the relationship between the soul and the Supreme Soul, Super Soul. I won't be too technical because then it becomes a little boring. So, and then I will try to say a few. There are multi applications of how we can, as devotees, use this knowledge in our spiritual practice and in our life. So it is explained that the super soul, Paramatma in our heart, is manifested through. Through Shirodakashaya Vishnu, he is actually Shirodakashaya Vishnu that manifests in each and every entity's, living entity's heart. And Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavatam that just like sun in the air can reflect in the cups with water, and we can see the sunshine in the cups. Similarly, a super soul is actually manifested in our hearts. He is there, but he, at the same time, he's not affected by any impurities that are there in our heart. He is there, but we cannot see him. Or those who have purified their heart and try to connect with him, they have the ability to see him and to communicate with the super soul. Then in the 13th chapter, actually 13th chapter in Bhagavad Gita speaks in detail about soul and super soul, what is knowledge, what is there to be known, what is the interrelationship between soul and super soul, all the material elements, the senses, and it is explained, and the Lord is called Upadrishta and Anumanta. Upadrishta and Anumanta means that the Lord in our heart is the overseer and permitter. And then Srila Prabhupada explains again how the living entities has his desires. And Lord, Supreme Lord, is there to oversee and to see what our desires are and to permitter, either to permit or forbid certain desires to be manifested. But mostly he fulfills our desires, according to our karma and according to our desires. Then in Bhagavad Gita again it is explained Krishna speaks to Arjuna in 15th chapter that Mata Smritir Gyanam Apohanam Chaya, that he is situated in everyone's heart, and from him comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness of everything. So this is one of the, actually this is manifestation of the mercy of Supreme Lord, to be in our heart and to give us the knowledge for whatever we need. Or, when it is needed, to withdraw that knowledge, because sometimes conditioned soul want to enjoy independently of Krishna, independently of Super Soul. And then the Lord is so kind that he puts us under the influence of his material energy and allows us to enjoy according to our desires. Srila Prabhupada speaks, I'll come back to the main point of the verse. Srila Prabhupada speaks about one, I don't know what is the name. It's a story from Hitopadesha. You've heard of Hitopadesha. The story goes like this, that one day, as you know, Hitopadesha speaks in parables and fables. That's fables. It's not the real thing, but the stories have their own point at the end. So one day, all the senses, all the working senses of the body came together, and they started speaking, "Who is the king?" They started discussing, and then the legs started saying, "We are the king. We take the body here and there, everywhere. Wherever the mind tells us, we go there." Then the hands started saying, no, we are the king. We are the king because whatever mind tells us to get, we get it. If the body wants the food, we get the food and put it in our mouth. The eyes then started saying, no, we are the king because without us, you both cannot see where you're going to go, what are you going to get, and so on. So they started discussing, but on the after all that discussion, they came to conclude that, you know, this guy's stomach, he's actually enjoying, and we are working for him. So let's stop working. Prabhupada says, yes, Prabhupada uses the word strike. Let's go on strike. Let's not work for the stomach. He's enjoying, he's always enjoying, and, we are always working. So then they pronounced strike and they stopped working. So after some time, after day two, they all started becoming weak. So they started saying, "Wow, we're feeling so weak. What's happening? We can't strike anymore." And the stomach said, "Well, you guys wanted to go on strike. Now, without giving food to me, you won't be having your strength. So, what is the purpose of your strike?" And similarly, Srila Prabhupada compares that we, as a soul, as a conditioned soul, we are the enjoyer, but there is a supreme enjoyer. That's the Paramatma. The super soul is the supreme enjoyer. Without him, we will not be happy. Without his satisfaction, the soul will not be completely satisfied and it will not be happy. Connected to this story, again, 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita explains that there is a field, compares the soul and super soul. He says that they are both knowers of the field. We have our field, and Prabhupada compares the field to a stage. For example, a dancer on the stage is the enjoyer of the field, but the stage is the field, or material energy. And he gives another example. Another example is that of a field that is that the workers are producing the fruits and vegetables. So the worker is working on the field and he is the enjoyer. However, there are two kinds of enjoyers. There is not enjoyers, but knowers of the field. And it's explained that there is a soul who is a knower of the field, and then there is a super soul. And he explains the soul is a fallible knower of the field. He can fail in his knowledge and in his knowing of the field. And there is unfallible knower of the field, that is a paramatma, the super soul. And he compares it again to king and to the citizen. King, as we know, today kings are not as powerful and there's very few kings. But today the king, as the he has many houses, and the citizen has only one house. And he can know his house, but king, he knows many houses, and also he has power, and he has he can actually have power of every of the houses of his citizens if he wants to. So that is the explanation of the soul and the super soul. So now I'll speak a few words about the application, how we can apply this knowledge in our daily life. One of the many application of knowledge of the soul and super soul for a devotee is a famous word, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, that speaks about how learned Brahmana sees equally everyone. Because he sees, he understands that there is a super soul in the heart of every living entity. And just few days ago, I spoke to one of my friends, and he has been a devotee for 20 years almost, but he has not taken initiation yet. And he had established relationship with the spiritual master, and then he has permanently left, and then he came back, and basically he had problems following the orders of the spiritual master that instructed him in certain things. Then the spiritual master said, no, you're not ready for initiation, for a few times. And ultimately, he asked him, this devotee actually asked the spiritual master, I recognize what my problem is. My problem is that I see myself superior to everyone. And I think that I know most of the things or everything, and I know better than everyone, but somehow I can't cross the practical obstacle of engaging in devotional service with my full heart. And then the spiritual master said, actually, it is very important for you to see everyone with the equal vision. With the equal vision means to see everyone as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Pralapita, I'm the seed giving father of all the living entities. You can see everyone as children of the Supreme Lord. But at the same time you can see that there is a Lord that is existing in everyone's heart, and just taking from that vision you can give respects to every living entity. You can give respect to everyone by that vision of Paramatma existing in everyone's heart. Then again, another application, as we know, in the Shastra it is said that there is a directing Lord that is directing the wandering of all living entities in everyone's heart. But there is a representative, external representative of that Supreme Lord. Who is that? Anyone of new bhaktas know? But I want some of the new bhaktas. Who is the external representative of the super soul? Anyone knows the answer? I'll wait for the new bhaktas. Anyone wants to answer? Nobody knows. Really, nobody knows. Who is the external representative of the Paramatma? Okay. Spiritual master, yes. We have a spiritual master when we are not sure what are we to do in Krishna consciousness. We have spiritual master to consult and to ask. Upadakshantite jnanam, jnanam tattva darshina. Because he has seen the truth. Spiritual master is representative of the Lord, and Srila Prabhupada explains that if spiritual master is satisfied, even the Lord, if he is not satisfied, Krishna will take the appeal of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada writes and gives the example of the power of the attorney. Just as we, if we want something done and we are a powerful man and we have we give power of attorney to someone to do our work, even though the work was not done as we would do it, maybe expertly, but the work is done, we have to accept it. Similarly, if spiritual master is satisfied, Krishna will become satisfied ultimately. So this is the importance, very important, to satisfy and please our spiritual master. Because he is representative of Super Soul and he gives us instruction, and we take that instruction as the direction of the Super Soul. And another thing that is connected to that is the shloka that we chant every morning for Mangalarati. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadam nagatiku topi. Without the pleasure of spiritual master, it is not possible to satisfy Krishna. I have a small story from my personal experience where I realized, at least partially, in the beginning when I came to Hare Krishna land in 95, my Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Swami, he taught me how to cook in a cooker, if you know Prabhupada's cooker, which has a few layers where you can cook the whole meal. So every day at a certain time I have to finish cooking, and I had to offer bhoga to the Lord and then give it to the spiritual master. So I was doing that for a couple of months, and that specific day there was some vegetable, I don't remember anymore, it might have been jackfruit, that was cooking more, because to cook in this cooker you have to know exactly how much time you need for to cook rice, how much time you need to cook specific sabji, and you know, and how much time you have to cook dal, because they all cook on the same fire. So you have to calculate in your mind, okay, first I'll put dal and rice, and then I'll put sabji like after 10 minutes, just like any cooking. But the trick here is that you cook all in the same fire. So I didn't know exactly how much time it will take to cook that specific vegetable. So it took more than I expected, and I was late. And of course, when I was late, I would get chili spice from my Guru Maharaj, because he had a specific diet, he had problems with his health, and he needed to take his diet in a specific time. So I thought, okay, I'm late, I won't offer it. There's no time, I won't offer it. I'm going to offer him anyway. He's a representative of Krishna. Anyway, I offered to his picture before offering to Krishna, so I'll just take it to him straight. Because in that way he won't chastise me, because I'm on time. It was 1 minute to one, so I just took it there. Immediately, as I opened through the door, he never asked me this question before. I opened the door, he asked, did you offer it? And I was shocked. How did he know I didn't offer it? It was one day in a couple of months. One day, I tried not to offer it. And he immediately, as I opened the door, entered the room, he said, "Did you offer it?" So I realized there's no purpose, you know, in our trying to cut corners. It doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean that spiritual master is the super soul, or the spiritual master is Krishna. This is impersonal understanding, and this is something that we should actually be careful of not taking. There are specific sampradayas that have taken, I won't mention them here, but most of you know, that have taken their guru to be Krishna. And our Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding is that guru is the representative of Krishna. He is our, as my Guru Maharaj used to say, he is a surrogate Krishna. We are practicing devotional service to the guru in order to be trained to serve Krishna one day. So this is another practical application, is that to try to serve the guru to the best of all our abilities. Of course it won't be perfect, but we will get the training, proper training, to one day become ready and qualified to serve Krishna. Again, not directly. And final, my final word on this verse is again, Srila Prabhupada's purport, where he says that as long as we have material desires, super soul will give us will fulfill them. He will give us the facility to fulfill them until we make our desires Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious. And then there will be the end of, will be free from the cycle of samsara, cycle of birth and death. So with that, I would end the class. It's a trivia information that came to my mind as I was reading this verse. Just for someone who likes to hear about Jyotish, which is part of the Vedas. So each of the sense objects here, form, taste, touch, smell and sound, are connected to the specific tattvas, as we know, earth, water, fire, ether, air. And each of those are ruled by specific planets, which are actually expansions of the demigods. Panchatattvas. And according to the positions or the specific combinations, good or bad in our life, our tattvas in our body will be disturbed or will be in balance. However, a devotee does not have to do a separate worship of the presiding deities of those planets, because Srila Prabhupada explains, for the pleasure of his devotees, Krishna has expanded into various incarnations of the Lord, various Vishnu avatars, and each of those avatars is the presiding deity of the specific planet. So there are different types of upayas. You heard of upayas. Upayas means the remedial measures for specific problems with the body and stuff like that. So there are, again, like everything, there are upayas in the mode of ignorance, upayas in the mode of passion, upayas in the mode of goodness, sattvic upayas. Sattvic upayas means mantras. Mantras are the sattvic upayas. So if we worship Krishna and his avatars, however, Krishna is the Purna avatar, we will have everything taken care of if we do the pure devotional service. If we want separate problems resolved, we can do that also, but then our consciousness will be contaminated by wanting to do something separately from pure devotional service. And our goal is pure devotional service. So anyway, I'll stop there. And if there is any questions or comments, please feel free to ask. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Lord Brahma has created the universe. So are we human beings created by Brahma, our soul, mind and body? Or we have come from Goloka, so there was no need for us to create by Brahma. So what is the right?
Okay, thank you very much. It's a very nice question. So did everyone hear? Everyone heard the question. Brahma has created living entities in this universe. He has created our material forms, subtle and gross material forms. In Goloka, we are existing in our Satchitananda form, not material form. So when we fall in this material world, we get Brahma creates the living entities, the souls that fall into the material world. He creates the specific body according to the, you know, living entities' desires and proclivities and so on. And it is said actually that mostly when we come to the material world, generally living entity gets born as one of the Brahmas. There are innumerable Brahmas, like innumerable universes. We got the post of Brahma. And then as our desire for enjoyment increases or degrades us, then we get bodies that are inferior to that of the Brahma's body, of 8,400,000 species of life.
In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that there are only two kinds of people, fallible and infallible.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were, all of us, when we were in Golok...
Can you please, closer to...
When we were in Golok, mm-hmm. we were infallible, right? When we were in Golok previously, from where we came down here,
mm-hmm.
that time we were infallible. Not fallible.
Soul is still infallible. Even here, soul is infallible. But when we are in material consciousness, then we are fallible. Yes, there it's infallible because it's in its perfect position, in its perfect state. And here, when we are Krishna consciousness, then we are also infallible. In full Krishna consciousness. To the degree we are in full Krishna consciousness, we are infallible. And to the degree we are in material consciousness, we are fallible. So we are tatastha shakti. We are not. We can fall even from that position in the spiritual world, because we are tatastha. We are not fully spiritual. We always have the free will to choose between material and spiritual. As tatastha shakti.
So suppose a devotee goes to Golok after doing sadhana, and then can he fall again?
After doing sadhana, actually, devotee cannot go to Golok. That's one thing. Only by Krishna's mercy can he go to Golok. That's one thing. And generally, after doing sadhana, devotee doesn't go straight to Golok. He goes to Baum Vrindavan. He goes into some material universe that Krishna is performing his
pastimes.
And then there he becomes perfected and ready to go to the Golok. So our gradual advancement makes us purify our consciousness. Otherwise, not possible to go to Golok straight.
So that means if we have to take even one still more birth in material universe before, we have to take one more birth in one...
At least
one.
Maybe some more.
In Baum Vrindavan. Then only we can finally reach Golok, right? So how we can be out of the cycle of birth and death if we are supposed to take one birth?
Being in Krishna pastimes, I think it's free from birth and death.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is it true that in the case of devotees, Krishna will not satisfy their material desires always? I understand that first time he will fulfill the desire, second time he will fulfill the desire, and third time when he approaches Krishna, he will say, this foolish rascal does not want to ask. Let me not sanction his material desire so that he can come to my lotus feet. Does he say like that?
There are different degrees of devotees. And Krishna is active, you know, he is a living, you know, his interaction with us is a living dynamic process. It's not, there's no formula for all devotees. There's no unique formula for everyone. Okay, everyone has twice to fulfill the desires and then third time he will stop us from fulfilling. No, depending on our material desires, of intensity of our material desires. If the material desires are intense, then he will generally fulfill them. And it is said, if Krishna favors someone favorably, special favor, then he takes everything away. Even though someone maybe wants something, but he takes everything away. That's his special mercy. But not everyone wants his special mercy. Sometimes devotee is, by the dint of his previous karma, he comes in material world and then he gets specific set of senses to fulfill those desires and he gets specific karma to fulfill it. And Krishna might spiritualize it, just like with Daksha. Just like with Prajapati Daksha, he had those desires because he had those specific lusty desires. Although he was a great devotee, he satisfied the Lord, but he got specific, okay, you got instruction, you should procreate and make all the living entities. So Krishna has the perfect intelligence to make all the contradictions perfectly fulfilled. All the contradictions that might exist, and when we read Krishna book, there are so many examples where there are existing contradictions and Krishna just makes it all perfect at the end. We can't see how, by his inconceivable potency and by his perfect intelligence, and of course by control of everything. However, it's from one example to the other, there is no, you know, unique formula for everyone. Because Krishna says, it is said that Krishna takes away something from his devotee. But then later there is a shloka. I can't remember quote exactly which canto it is. I can find it and send it to you. But there is a shloka. There is a stage after. That if Krishna specifically favors someone, he can endow him with the opulences to use it in his service. Because there is no danger that this devotee will fall down due to material contamination. And he says that this is actually even better mercy. Because in first case, devotee obviously had some desires, and Krishna destroyed, you know, everything. He took him away. So he took away those to make devotee dependent on the Lord. In the second case, devotee is already fully dependent on the Lord. And Krishna, not out of the testing the devotee, but because he is confident that this devotee is pure and he will act according to my desire, he gives him the opulence, specific opulence to do the specific service purely.
Hare Krishna.
Is that satisfies
yes.
Your question? Okay, one more question.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you said that in the material conditioned existence, spiritual master is the representative of...
A little bit louder, I'm sorry.
Spiritual master is the... In the conditioned existence, spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. So his duty, the spiritual master helps one person to attain Krishna. What's the role of the spiritual master? After one attains Krishna, is there any role of that spiritual master after one is liberated? Or
That's a very good question. So Prabhupada explains that Srila Prabhupada went on a morning walk with his disciples, often for a japa walk. And one morning, they were crossing across, I think this was in Mayapur, they were crossing across one small bridge. And someone gave the hand to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada, you know, was old, and he gave him the hand to help him cross the bridge. And after Prabhupada crossed the bridge, he made like this. He threw his hands. He threw his hand away of this devotee. This devotee was shocked. What happened? Why did Prabhupada, what happened? And he said, this is how Mayavadis do, impersonalist. When they become liberated, what is the use of spiritual master? So we are not like that. Spiritual master is always there. We are always taking shelter of spiritual master. Even it is explained in Nectar of Instruction and Nectar of Devotion that devotee is always taking subservient position to someone, always, at any stage of his spiritual life. Even the gopis, there are the gopis who are in charge and who are the chief gopis. So spiritual master is always there to guide us. There is always eternal relationship with the spiritual master. We don't know exactly. Again, it's not a formula that everyone is in spiritual world, everyone is in specific position. That's our spiritual master. We don't know what our relationship in the spiritual world is, but it is eternal. Srila Prabhupada explains that our relationship with our spiritual master is eternal, with the true spiritual master. So he's always there. Even after, even more so, when we are liberated, while in this material world, we still take the guidance of a spiritual master. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he is Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani, but he didn't invent something and said, "Oh, I'm God. I don't need spiritual master." Krishna, he could say, you know, he's God, full incarnation, but he served his spiritual master by going to collect. He didn't need to advance spiritually, but still he served his spiritual master in a very humble way to teach others. So spiritual master is always there. We have ours, and we should always take shelter. Even more so, if the spiritual master has brought us to the spiritual platform, to the liberated platform, even more so we should be serving him even better, because then we have better intelligence to serve the spiritual master. And spiritual master by default is the intimate servant of Krishna, and he will tell us what to do, or he will tell us, you know, now I just like Krishna in Bhagavad Gita speaks to Arjuna in 18th chapter, and he says, you know, I have told everything now. You decide what you want to do. If you act like this, you will get this result. If you act like this, you will be, you know, you will fulfill your dharma, you will fulfill your duty, and you will be happy. If you go like this, you will ruin, you will cause your ruin to yourself. But I have deliberated, you know, I have given all the knowledge to you, now deliberate and act accordingly, according to you. So similarly, our spiritual master is there, and he's always going to guide us. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, whom did he take initiation from? You know Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master? He took initiation from illiterate person, but spiritually exalted person. So there is no question of relationship with spiritual master being dissolved, or we are liberated and that's it. I don't need spiritual master now. Now me and Krishna. Me and Krishna is actually Kanishtha Adhikari platform. When you don't know how to relate to other devotees, it is explained in in the nectar of instruction. If you just worship Krishna and think, oh, me and Krishna, I don't care about other devotees. It's me and Krishna. That is the lowest stage of devotional service, Kanishtha Adhikari. When you learn how to relate to other devotees properly, that's the Madhyama platform, and so on and so on. Does that satisfy your question? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.